Hello, and welcome back to the Star Compass. I'm scared.
We're all scared, I think.
Guys, I managed to scare Susanna.
Oh, nice.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, I succeeded in my goal last episode of not getting my family immediately killed, so I'm happy about that.
Maybe. You don't know that yet. We could be going to their gravesite. It was still the only hope. Yeah. You didn't get any confirmation that they were alive. But we'll leave that to Hannah. Hannah, you want to bring us back to it? Maybe tell people what we're talking about?
Yeah. So if you didn't listen to last week, you should.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm assuming you are here.
I'm like, hey, guys, you know, these are not episodes you can just, like, pop into. Mm.
Yeah.
This is a long series.
Yes. So last time, there was a bit of a standoff. You guys got taken on board by a Sith ship, knowing the stakes were let the Sith take the prisoner or have Gar and Dagger's family killed, or at least that's how the situation's been presented to you. There was some scuffling. A fight almost broke out. It kind of did. There were some shots fired and some lightsabers swirled around. Swished around,
mostly
I should say.
Kren.
Yeah. Mostly Kren.
Fair.
There was some flexing and stancing of, you know, egos, but everyone made it through. Gar got everyone to stand down and cooperate, at least for now. The Sith that you guys were dealing with said that he would send you guys coordinates to find Dagger and Gar's family after they left with the prisoner and were assured of no funny business, which was pretty vague, but that's what you were left with. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of a very brief version of what happened. It was a lot more intense than how I described.
It was very intense.
Extremely intense.
But that's where we left things off. The Sith did take Elith, the Star Compass. The guards took her into their much larger ship and walked away with her. And they have left you alone for now.
We're still docked inside their hangar bay, right?
Yes, they are expecting
they let us
you to
go.
Leave.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna go now.
Well,
yeah.
You just said that they took her on board their ship. Do we want to?
Yes, you're on their ship. They took her off of your ship and are taking her further into their ship.
Oh, further into the
so
same
let's
giant
go.
One. Okay.
I don't think there's anything for us to do until we find out if they're actually going to give us the coordinates or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd say let's just go.
Because my thought would be if there was like any sort of identifier in this ship whatsoever about, you know, its name, its class, its something. Because we don't currently have any way to track besides the...
We can look at it as we leave, I guess.
I think that like... So I think I have a way to like bring us into this. So what happens is Gar goes to the cargo hold and like shuts the door after everybody's off his ship. And as soon as the door is shut, he's going to go find everybody else. Dagger's still with us, right?
I'm still waiting in the cargo hold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching them leave.
Okay. Would Kren Ta be there as well?
Most likely. Yeah.
I assume so.
Okay. So when he shuts the door, he just turns around and he says, "All right, now that we're alone, we're gonna find a way to track them down. Does anybody have any ideas?"
Zil smiles and raises her hand.
"I'm getting that bounty. I'm killing that Sith. Or somebody is."
"I think it was the person who gave you your bounty."
"I don't know about that. My bounty said that if anybody else had them, they were better off dead. If they were just gonna steal them from me anyways with that leverage, why even go through all the trouble? I think that somebody else knew the Sith wanted this Star Compass and hired me to get it first. And I fulfill my contracts."
"Well, either way, I have a way. We should go. We should leave."
"You said you have a way? What do you mean?"
"We should go first."
Okay. Well, I'll get us going then.
I don't want anyone overhearing us when we're still in their ship."
See, Gar doesn't even think about that because he doesn't follow your religion, so, you know.
Yeah, I want to get out before, we, just in case.
Yeah, yeah, before we start talking
stuff. So Gar is going to get to the bridge, and he's going to direct, like, he's going to, like, you know, guide the ship out of the hangar bay. And when he's just kind of idling, so to speak, in space, he's just going to, like, hail the other ship and just say, all right, we are standing by for coordinates. And he doesn't even know if he's being listened to, but he's going to do that.
They're going to prove us right. They're going to give us nothing.
I think you get a message back from, like, ship command. And this person says... what would they call... give me a second. Let me think of how I want to say this.
Okay.
We've been trying to reach you about your ship's extended warranty.
Yeah, we've been trying to reach you. Car's extended warranty. It's
truly a Sith thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Talk about the dark side.
You underestimate the power of the scam call.
Okay. This kind of communications part of the ship that you have reached with your hail, someone responds and says, Lord Desai says that the coordinates will be sent to you when they are ready, sent to your personal device.
All right, as I said, I am standing by.
He says it'll be a week if he's feeling generous. And the line goes dead.
Zil stares at him.
Okay, we're gonna have a problem. We're seriously gonna have a problem.
There you go. That's it.
Zil staring at you.
Well, everybody would have heard that, probably.
Yeah, that's why, yes. I'm staring at you.
Yeah, I think we're both staring at you, because we're like...
Hello, the Jedi were right. They're, you're not getting anything.
You could in a week, if you want to wait.
Gar is standing there, and he's seething for a bit. He looks over at Dagger.
Who is also seething.
Yeah. And he just says, we have no choice but to wait the week.
I... would not be quite sure.
Once our families are secured, our family members are secured, you said you have a plan, Zil. What is it?
I can find the ship. Their ship.
All right. Well, what does a week hurt us then? Unless they kill her, it doesn't matter to me. Or it doesn't stop what I want to do.
Oh, it matters very much
you
to us.
You know what she is, right?
I still don't care. I am not paid to care about these kinds of things.
Well, no,
then we'll have
that
to
is
care
not what I
for
am
you.
Saying.
Gar just rolls his eyes.
I am saying they are going to use her to find what they want, and then they will kill her because she is a Jedi and she will be useless to them at that point.
You still haven't told me what your plan is anyways, even if we were to try and track her down right now.
She pulls out her empty controller.
I left... Kip on their ship. Mm. I need some kind of amplifier, but I can track it.
Listen, they said no funny business. I think tracking might count. If we get caught, our family's dead.
You really trust these people way too much.
The alternative is to just write our family off for dead, and we're not ready to do that.
You said the Sith will use her and then kill her. What are they going to use her for? What do you know about her? Where are they going? What are they going to do? What is it worth more than our family's lives? Is that what you're saying?
She is worth your family's lives. Why else would they use them?
But what?
It
what
was
is
worth
she
attacking
for?
Your ship. She has a compass.
Tell
she
me.
Has a map.
She.
Leading them where?
I don't know. That is why we wanted her.
She leads them.
And that's why we can't just write our family off for it. We don't know if there's any actual stakes that matter to us. We don't care about your war with these people. We care about our families.
You are never getting them back.
And we don't agree.
Then you are foolish.
Zil.
He looks back at Dagger and he says, you bring up a good point, but if she's already hidden it, it's already out of our hands. Us tracking it... Maybe we're careful enough. It could give us the information we need either way to go after these people. If we know where they are and our family's dead, we can get revenge. I don't want to think about that, but if we do nothing, then we never find them.
He holds up a hand and he says, if we could perhaps plot their course, it might show us where they will be. If we could get ahead of them, arrive in advance...
might be able to arrange a rather nasty surprise.
No, the point is that we need our family first. And if they're not going to tell us for a week, they hold all the cards.
Well, I am sure their cards are on their ship.
I'm saying, let us try to save our family. If you're right, I'll pay you, I'll convert, whatever. But you need to let me try. You need to let Dagger try and give us that chance at hope. If we know where they are, if we can track them, if whatever your plan is, this amplifier, maybe I can figure something out. If it works, it won't matter that we have to wait a week to go find them. It won't matter if they go somewhere else, unless they find that droid. Then we're either stopping them, or securing whatever it is they got, or getting revenge.
The compass will already be dead by then.
We cannot wait so long.
You are making assumptions about everything here.
Because we have experience!
And she just blows up at you.
And Gar just crosses his arms. He's not fazed by it.
You have not dealt with the Sith like we have.
I've dealt with worse.
Then you know what they are capable of.
We are not telling you things because we have a guess. We know what is going to happen to people that they don't care about. And they don't care about you. They do not care about your family. The only thing they care about is finding out what is on the compass. And after that, she will be dead.
Again, I was given orders to kill the compass and couldn't because they had leverage on me. So to me, if the compass dies, I don't care. Yes, I know that was supposed to be before the Sith got her, but to me, it's all the same thing because of what's at stake for me. I'm willing to be a bit sloppy, so to speak, when something like that happens. You're not going to convince me to just write my wife off.
Ah, there we go.
I think that he steps up and he says,
"You talk of having a chance in hope, and yet you are dealing with the Sith. They do not give a hope to anyone. They take, and they take, and they steal, and they backstab only to their own end. That's it. You talk as if they operate under your rules. As lax as they might be, they have no code. Only to their own end and service of a power too terrible for you to imagine."
Hey, that sounds like an absolute, and the Sith only deal in absolutes, so.
Okay. Very nice.
Are you telling him to mark a dark side?
No.
Okay. Okay. That's a very good point,
that was a
though,
good
Hannah.
Speech.
It sounds like these Jedi are talking in absolutes about the Sith right now.
It's such a
they
BS
really are.
Line.
Oh, the Sith is an absolute. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's an absolute statement.
It is.
That's true. That is fair.
It is. The Jedi are hypocritical. Yeah.
They're both only very. Sith, yeah. They're both like hypocritical. Have hypocritical viewpoints of each other. Is what I was trying to point out.
To be fair, that's not what I was aiming for. But you know.
Oh no. We're teasing about.
You're playing a good Jedi.
You're
hypocritical.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah. But we're just making jokes about the
doing.
Canon.
We're making jokes about how nonsensical the Jedi religion is.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. If you're trying to negotiate, you could go ahead and roll.
Yeah.
It is against the PCs, though, so they could choose to not agree.
Of course they can.
If you succeed on this, you're just giving me more dark side, because you're not going to convince me.
I have something that can convince you if you let me add a line.
Do you want to allow this before I roll it, or not?
I mean, we're all still just talking and roleplaying.
I'm just going to say, I think the only way you're going to get your family back is if we break onto their ship and find the information.
The second we do that, they're dead.
Not
That's
if we
problem.
Sneak. It is not the first time we have broken onto a Sith ship.
How do you recommend that we break onto a ship without them realizing that our ship is there? I don't have a cloaking device. I don't have a magic way to not be seen by sensors. They're gonna know we're there.
We wait for them to land. We park far away.
That's a 9, because I have an addition of 2, I believe.
A 9 on negotiations is they agree. Oh, wait. If they do what you've asked, they choose to either mark experience or clear one dark side.
So there's no downside this time to.
Do you still have any plus ones, Wesley?
No,
he used it on the.
I don't believe I do.
Something else.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm also out of all mine, too.
He is not going to hijack the ship. That is a very un-Jedi thing to do, but me is the play.
Okay. So Gar, I've got a good mixed success answer.
Okay.
Gar says, "This is all pointless unless we get that amplifier working. So, I'll make my decision when I make my decision."
I hand him the controller.
And then Gar just kind of mumbles. He's just like, "I'll see if I can find some way to cobble something together."
Great, because I suck at tech.
I think Dagger takes out that personal communicator device, the one that they said they would send the coordinates to, and she just takes a seat like somewhere on the bridge where she can monitor if there's any like ships approaching, and she sits and kind of puts the communicator where she can watch it and just decides to sit and make sure no one tries to sneak up on you guys.
Okay. This probably takes like a couple of hours, I would assume.
To me, it sounded like Gar wasn't even sure he was going to start working on it.
Gar was saying, like, he was just mumbling about, like, he's, like, not sure what he's going to do, so he's going to have to, like, go figure something out. But that was just my way of saying, like, he goes off to another space on the ship to go start working on whatever it is he's going to do to amplify this. Yeah.
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 But, yeah, the two Jedi would be alone for a bit, if they wanted to be, if you wanted to talk do stuff.
I kind of wanted to talk to Dagger after a while. I mean, I think Zill's going to get bored. So I think, like, Zill is going to go sit next to Dagger.
I probably won't be present in this scene because since he is... I think he's going to go back over his notes and entries and things about the Star Compass itself to see if he can glean anything more about, you know, if... Especially having a name now to go with it, if there's any info regarding a name or where the location might be or something. So all that to say he's not present for this.
It's a good idea.
Okay.
So I think Zill kind of sits next to Dagger. I think Zill has probably been pacing on and off for like a while. And I think she sees Dagger just sitting there watching the device. And she sits down next to her and she says, "Who is it they have for you? If you don't mind my asking."
"It's my son."
"What's his name?"
"Ezek. He's 4.
"Oh. How did they get him?"
"I don't know. I wasn't there. He was with his dad. Dad's dead now."
"Oh. I am sorry."
"Just trying to get my son."
"I understand. Look, I don't blame you for anything. Or Gar, even though I still want to kick him."
"He deserves a kick or two, every now and then."
"Eh, don't we all?"
I don't think you understand, though. Don't the Jedi, don't you, you know, not believe in attachments and all that?"
"We do not try to feel them. It doesn't mean we don't know that they exist. And I am only a Padawan. I have not that as much training in some things."
"So was that Jedi speak for you do understand or you don't?"
"I understand."
She just kind of heaves a long sigh and says, "Just don't put yourself between me and my son."
"I don't want to. I want to find your son. And we are going to."
"Great."
"I would not be arguing for the things that I do if I thought that we could not find your families. I do not sacrifice one person for another."
"It sounds like you're willing to for this Star Compass."
"I don't want to sacrifice anyone. I do not believe that waiting will give you a chance to see your families again. I think that the only way to save everyone is what I said before."
"Right, well, if your way gets my son killed, gets Gar's wife killed, I think you'll suffer some consequences."
"Oh, I'm sure. But I don't believe it will happen. Perhaps I am naive. But I do know the Sith."
I don't think Dagger says anything. Like, she just kind of is, like, picking at her nails, kind of filing them with something instead of looking at you.
And I think Zill kind of stands up and keeps pacing. I think before she does, she kind of looks back and says, "We are going to save them." And then she just kind of starts pacing again, wondering. I think she's going to go see how Gar is doing and if he needs any help.
Okay. Gar, what are you doing? Do you need help?
Well, I don't have like a specific workspace or anything, so I think he's just trying to like think through if, like, maybe there's some, like, spare parts or, like, pieces of the ship that he can, like, jerry-rig temporarily and, like, use for an amplifier, you know? Like, that won't cause the ship to not operate. See if he can, like, make something out of whatever he's got on hand.
You think maybe he could just wire this device into the ship itself? Like, hook it into, like, their navigation system or something? Like, maybe like that?
Yeah, I mean, like, he could probably, like, hook it... He could wire it into the ship. I think what he would have to do is find some way for this to, like, work across the galaxy to still connect to its other piece, yeah. You know? So, whatever that would take, you know? I mean, this is me just kind of extrapolating here, but, like, if... We have technology that has the ability to do, like, calculations to, like, determine where it's safe to hyperjump. That tells me that they have a way of, like, picking up information or, like, sensing things in the far reaches of the galaxy. So I would think it would stand to reason we have some kind of way to do that. So, yeah, maybe wiring it into the ship. So maybe I'm on the bridge.
Okay.
Then.
If you're on the bridge, I think that's where Dagger and Zil are. So you would have heard this whole kind of back and forth conversation that's going on, or that took place.
Yeah, he's like, it's in the background, but he's not engaging with it at all. He's like muttering to himself and starting to, like, he's probably got like a panel pulled off and he's like inside of it, you know, so his like legs are sticking out and they probably hear curses from the inside of it.
Yeah.
I think you become aware of Zil's presence watching you. From the outside.
Yeah. He doesn't respond.
Is there anything I can help with? I don't really want you to ask for my help, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I suck at tech.
Yeah.
I'd rather not help if I don't have to.
She's just trying to be helpful.
But Zil wants to be helpful.
She sees like a hand come out. His like arms were kind of in like working on something. And a hand comes out and just like points to like a toolkit like on the ground outside. He just says, Yeah, hand me that power calibrator.
She does. Is it this thing with the little antenna on the top?
No. It's the one with the big knob on it.
Oh. Yes. This one.
And he looks at it and he's like, "No, the other one. This is a hydro spanner."
Oh. There's a lot of things with knobs, and she grabs another thing with a knob and hands it to you.
Yeah. And this one he's like, "Okay." And then he goes back to what he's doing and he doesn't say anything.
I think she just, like, sits there cross-legged and watches you work.
This one goes there. That one goes there.
Once he, like, hears you sit down and, like, you know, you're just kind of sitting there hovering, he's just like, "Is there something I can help you with?"
No, I'm just trying to be helpful. I can't do anything else.
Oh, fine. I'm, Sorry I cut you, by the way. You should probably get to the back to tank at some point.
Lissettes are tough. I am sorry I chucked you into Dagger. I am trying to be sorry that I chucked you into Dagger.
Oh.
Well, I just appreciate that you didn't use your lightsaber on me, so I'll call it even.
I am attempting to use more of my brain and less of my fists, metaphorically speaking.
I
literally.
I'm not really the person to help you with that, because my line of work and everything.
I was not asking for help.
Gotcha. He's like, it seems like he's kind of focused, but also trying
she
to like
still sounds a little
be
mad
polite.
At you.
Yeah.
She's trying to be nice, though.
I mean, Gar doesn't really care that you're angry at him because we didn't have the best relationship to begin with, so.
I don't think there's really anything else.
Yeah, yeah. No,
here.
I think the rest of our time kind of passes in silence.
He probably keeps asking for tools, and I keep attempting to hand him the right one.
Yeah.
And making any snarky comments that I can think I can get away with.
Okay. All right, so, Kren, you have been pouring through your notes, and you have your holocron library, so I'm assuming you're using that too.
Well, I have the holocron library, but then I also took as an item a holocron with hidden knowledge. So I don't know if mechanically there's a difference, probably not, but yeah.
I don't think mechanically there's a difference. I think that's just an extra item that you have from your playbook.
Okay. I think he's honestly, he's trying to, it's very much imagine it like a Star Wars version of the murder board, but it's an info board in this case. And I know that's not normally how holocrons work, but basically he is...
I mean, you can make a holographic display and pin different notes to different spots and, you know, if that's what you want to do.
That's true. I think he's just going back through, like, from the beginning. He's going back through every note, every reference, every description he ever found regarding this star compass in the hopes that he will gain a different insight into... What information do they hold that is so valuable? He's especially looking out for the name, because now that he has a name to go with the quote star compass, he's gonna be seeing if he can glean any information. And at some point or another, he is gonna take a swim in the tank because he was shot.
Okay,
you might have to force Zill to do that. By the way,
all right. Since you are using new information, you picked up on my hint there a little bit. Now you can roll. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I understand this, Hannah. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yes. You're welcome.
And I would like to use the Never Truly Gone, if I can.
I don't think that's going to help you in this case. There's not really anyone to talk to on the ship.
Well, I mean, it doesn't say they have to be on the ship. It's just, I mean, it's literally spirits, but okay. I couldn't have like a Qui-Gon moment like Obi-Wan at the end.
I don't know. A Force ghost can kind of show up where the heck they want.
I was gonna say, does it matter if they're on the ship? But
we'll see what you roll, and then we'll decide.
Okay, that with the additional 3 of Force makes that a 10 plus 3, 13.
Okay, on a 10 plus, hold 2. So ask 2 of the questions.
In this case, since we know we're aiming for a planet, most likely. What is the best way in? What is my best way in? What can I use to my advantage?
What are you referring to with what's my best way in?
Let me narrow it down. He's trying to find any sort of hint or pointer towards what is the actual location she knows. Where would they be taking her? Which I know might be a little bit of a stretch because these are like ancient beings that might be leading to an uncharted planet somewhere, but...
It's a stretch, but I'll give it to you because there's not really any other, like,
there's
investigation
really
move
question.
You can roll.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, there's not really a better question, so I will allow it.
Okay.
The Senate will hears your pleas and will accept.
Bravo! Bravo!
The motion passes.
The motion is passed.
I vote for I vote for a vote of full confidence in the Senate's leadership.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. All right, so what's my best way in and what here can I use to my advantage?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason I don't think you need to talk to a
force
spirit
ghost.
Or of a force user or anything here is because I think you have all of the materials here to figure this out.
Okay.
So you are pouring through your notes, and I think you even pull out that old holocron that you mentioned, the one with hidden knowledge.
Yes.
And I think something clicks into place that you hadn't noticed before. Maybe it's the name, maybe it's the force guiding you to a specific, you know, passage or text. But something kind of clicks together with this new context of, wait a second, this person was in a back-to-tank. Like, the Star Compass is a person. They were in a back-to-tank, they were being monitored. Like, something's weird here. You know, something's going on.
Oh, it's been weird the whole time, but yeah.
Really? Yes, something weird is going on.
No
really.
Way.
But I think once you like reevaluate your notes, you realize that Elith doesn't just lead to one specific thing. She is able to sense many different things.
Oh, don't say force sensitive people. Please don't say force sensitives.
She is able to sense the exact location of force sensitive people.
Oh my gosh! That's off. Oh. Well, I mean, now we're for sure, we know that they're not going to kill her. They're just going to keep her prisoner for the rest of her life and use her as a homing rod for every force user they can find. Oh my
god.
That's a really bad idea.
Exactly.
Okay.
You realize that's why she's been held there for so long, and they've probably, that's what she's been transmitting.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, like she's been transmitting that information
unwittingly
this whole
been
time
sending
too?
It to them for. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is bad.
Well, that's what you assume.
Why would they need her now then, though, in person?
Yeah.
Something happened. Something changed.
Maybe the signal broke?
Or they knew that somebody else detected where she was, and they were like, well, we need to secure her now because she's not secure anymore.
Yeah, that could be it. Who else wants her? I'm the so Jedi. Confused.
There's other Jedi other than Master Kren who also found this out, didn't realize he was researching her. And they put a bounty out to go retrieve her.
I mean, perhaps, but I know the council does not exist at the moment, but then who, like, because they were sent to get her, right? It wasn't like a force saying, oh, by the way, come here, or was it?
No, you guys decided to go look for her. You didn't have to.
Yeah, we just wanted to go get her.
Okay, I...
You found this research about a star compass, and you decided to go look into it. You didn't know what you were going after, and no one, like, sent you out here.
Okay, for some reason, I was thinking we'd actually been tasked, but anyway...
You tasked yourself.
Yes, we did. Got it. Okay.
you were a go-getter, a self-starter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'm picturing it, you know, she walks past his, like, office or study one day, and he's, like, got these papers pinned up everywhere. She's like, what are you doing? Oh, I found this info. Let's go on an adventure, basically, or whatever.
And that's
I'm
exactly
sure you
happened.
Had been, like, looking for this thing for a long time, so it was not a particular surprise when you finally found it.
I found it.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's just come to this realization, but it doesn't say anything about locations or where they might take her, but just that she... is
no nothing like that. This is specifically about Ellis.
Okay,
like as a what she does.
All right.
They don't need to take her anywhere. They're just gonna take her to the nearest Jedi area and kill all of them.
He realizes this, and oh boy, yeah, he's gonna head up to the bridge because now I think he's gonna want to be like hovering around Gar, going, okay, when is this? And he's not techie either. He's more techie, I think, than Zil, but...
Very slightly, yes.
Slightly. Yes, the entire landscape of this has changed, and he wants to know what's going on. So he leaves the room there, and he's heading up to the bridge to check on the progress of the amplifier, because this just became much more serious.
All right, you head up to the bridge. What do you tell everybody?
He's out of breath. You can see he's got the... I can't recall if they have actual gills on their necks or anything, but if so, they're doing the whole flap. He just says very quickly to Gar, how much longer on the amplifier? Quickly!
I should be wrapping up shortly here. I think this will work.
You think this...
Is something wrong, Master?
Is something wrong? No, no.
Hey, I was asked to do this kind of last minute.
Is something wrong? No, nothing is wrong. It is not as if they have found something that could give them everything they always wanted. It's all perfect. It's all...
He takes in a deep breath.
Did you discover something?
Peace and tranquility.
I don't think that is what you discovered.
Obviously not. My student.
She gives you a little smile, but then looks a bit concerned.
She, Elith, it seems that she is, in fact, something of a locator, I suppose. She is, it is not as if she is leading, she knows the location of a particular artifact, such as a temple or something physical. She is able to find others who are strong in the Force, she is able to...
What?
She is able to pinpoint them. That is why they wanted her. That is what she has been sending to them under stasis for so long. They were receiving reports from her unconsciously to where they could find other Force-sensitives like you and like me.
Zil curses in her native language.
I think he just says, indeed.
Indeed.
whatever the curse word is, so not that he responds in kind, but he's like, okay, I'll let that slide. Yeah, this is bad. He looks back at Gar and he says, this changes many things. We must get her away from them before. Well, I prefer not to consider the implications of this.
I can. They will kill all of us, It won't just be Gar's children who are in danger. It would be all of us. They can find my temple and wipe out everyone I have been around.
Gar is, like, still, like, inside the panel or whatever, and he just kind of, like, shuffles himself out of it and doesn't say anything at first. He, like, goes and just quickly, like, puts the panel back on after finishing up his work, and he just says, "You're not gonna like my answer, but I'll give it anyways. They're not gonna want her dead, are they? She's too useful."
"Agreed. They will not kill
her." "Which means that you don't have to worry about acquiring her dead in a week. We can wait, save my family, and then deal with the fallout. You can warn people. We can fly around while we're waiting for a week, but we are not jeopardizing my family over this."
"And who's to say that they do not have someone there, taking note of everything she tells them, so that even if she were killed, they would have the information they need anyway?"
"You're assuming that they don't want to always know where new force-sensitive people, as you say, are. Maybe they're using this as recruiting. Can't anybody who's special like you be on either side? Isn't that how that all works or something?"
He just sighs because, once again, it's like, I am not going to get into this with you right now. This is I'm not going to give you another lecture you won't listen to.
Yeah.
"Master, he's not wrong."
"Yes.
They already had control of her at Yacht 9. They were already getting things. Now they simply have her again. And if we have a way to track the ship, we can follow them around until they feel like giving us..."
"Well, I don't say follow them around, because that's just as dangerous. If they think we're..."
"Well, we know
something,
where they are going. I mean, from a distance. I don't want to be right on top of them unless we have
and
to."
"And this, to me, confirms that somebody else hired me. I think somebody else found out about Elith, and they got spooked and decided they needed her in their control and no longer just where she was as a secret."
"I think you are right. I mean, it is probably good for us."
He looks at Gar again and he says, "What do you know of your employer, if anything? I understand your line
of..."
"It
doesn't know anything."
"Nothing. That is the problem. I see where you're going with that, but most bounties are for a miscellaneous, or, sorry, better word, anonymous employer. They don't want to be known.
The job
it
is
keeps,
not to ask questions?"
"Exactly. It keeps all parties able to have plausible deniability."
"Well, then it seems that we must wait, then."
"We will keep an eye on them. As long as we can keep an eye on where they are going, we can send warnings if we need to."
"And as far as I'm concerned, despite all the friction between the four of us, we're still on the same mission. My duty to you as an ally and a chauffeur, I guess, is not over yet. So if you need me, you have me. Pro bono."
"Well, if we do end up having to rescue your family, you are going to need us."
"She's not wrong."
"I don't like this any more than you do, but I do not see a reason to rush."
"It is a risk to wait a week, but if we're confident that they won't just kill her, then I say it's a risk we take."
Everything on Zill's face is just like, "I hate this so much."
I think that he looks around at everybody, and I think he realizes in that moment he was just, like, with his pushing to, like, "We can't wait," I think it was because he was just overtaken in that moment by, like, the long-reaching implications of this are so terrible, and then, you know, so he looks around and he just goes, I am sorry to all. It's a great work of mine to find this star compass. I have spent many weeks searching."
"It has been years, Master. You were doing this before I met you."
"Was I? It's been quite a long time. Perhaps you are right."
"I think you spend so much time in your study."
I do not like this, but it is the most we can do, and so we shall do, and may the Force be with us all.
Kren makes that pronouncement, and he just says, yes, hopefully we all have good luck and whatnot. I am going to point out that I'm still bringing her into my employer at the end of all this, which I will let you in on, of course, so that you can make sure it's all up to snuff or whatever for you, but I still need to do that.
Well, the only other one who might want her was a Jedi. So, I mean, I would like to know who it is.
Agreed.
Although I suppose a rival Sith faction could be done. She just kind of trails off. Zell's had a day.
He looks at Gar and he just says, we deal with them. We save your family. Get her back. Then
we wipe that smirk off that bastard's face.
I am down for that.
I would not use such colorful language, but yes, I agree.
You need to toughen up a bit sometimes, but I get it.
I think he looks at him. Once again, he's being reminded of, like, you are a bounty hunter, I am a Jedi, and he goes,
I am not entirely sure that you do, but thank you.
Gar chuckles. And I guess I'm going to boot this thing up, right? I mean, I'm going to see if I did this. You didn't make me roll at all? I'm just curious about that.
I assume she was waiting until now.
Yeah. I was looking at the moves. I'm not really sure if this is a slice or a repair.
I mean, I'd say it was a slice because you're basically kind of trying to jury-rig one piece of tech into another. I mean, it's not necessarily a hack.
Can you use your computer savvy?
The thing is, slice says hack into a system, and repair says fix something mechanical.
Okay.
I think based on the context of what you get, I think that repair would make more sense, right?
Yeah.
As far as like what you get out of it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think you're right.
Because it's like how something works.
Because I was using my tools, too.
I mean, regardless,
too, so,
it's a tech roll. So
yeah, it's a tech roll either way.
So narratively, I tried to work in how I was kind of grumpy at the beginning of all this because I think that Gar was still residually angry about things. And I'm using that to use three dice to mark a dark side to use three dice on this roll because I need this to work to save
I'm sorry, but I love that you're hate building shit stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Well, that is a 6, a 4, and a 3, which is good because that gives me an 11 instead of an 8.
Woo!
Nice. Okay.
Good. I really needed this to work. I gave up my
on
boy.
On a 10 plus. It's as good as it's gonna get. If you don't have the ability or materials to repair it, the Senate will tell you what you need. I think you have everything you need. I think it's as good as it's gonna get. So it's gonna work for you how you want it.
Nice. Gar goes to boot this thing up and like I'm assuming it's still gonna just be like the screen of the item, but it's now just patched into my sensors and everything on the ship now.
I'm sure we could show it on your big screens now.
Oh, I'm sure I could have the functionality to do that too. But he flicks it on. And did they already like jump away or are we still kind of like hovering in space next to each other?
I don't know why they would still be here.
I don't think they would either.
The ship definitely went into hyperspeed and
a while ago.
Shot
I figured
away from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But when I pull this up, can I see like a feed from Kip?
Yeah. It's the inside of the cargo hold you were in.
Gar just asks, can you power Kip down from this?
Power it down?
I think that we should have him turned off whenever we're not spying as a precaution.
Yes.
And he nods and just kind of gestures towards it for you.
Well, we should probably put it somewhere where it can see where they are.
Oh, you're saying move it around.
Well, can you just track it? If you can just track it, you can just track it.
I should be able to with how I patched everything in.
Oh!
Still getting a signal from it.
Okay, well that is better than I was expecting.
I mean, is Gar right? Can he just, like, track it?
Yeah, I think that was the intention. Like, you were trying to just, patch in so you could track it, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, then she'll just turn it off for now. We'll
We'll see where they're at right now.
But also, I mean, I'm not going to discourage you from spying if you want to do
If I wanted to spy, I could spy.
Yeah, you can still, like, Gar's going to let you do what you want to do right now. He's just advising that we don't, like, overuse it so we get caught. Yeah.
Where are they? I want to make sure it works before I turn him off. Or
Yes. And Gar's, like, looking at the coordinates, and what does he see?
Right now, they are still in, like, if you want to call it hyperspace, I guess. They are going away from you. They're not at a specific location. They are still moving. So you're not exactly sure where they're going yet, but you could see on the map their route, basically.
Okay. I know, like, maybe, like, a vague region of space, but they're not there yet, so we don't really know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
And she just kind of looks at it and nods and says, good. We can turn him on. What's an hour or so? Find out where they are going. We can call our temple.
We can even go there if you need me to take you anywhere.
What?
If there's other groups, you know, people maybe you don't have contact with, but you know of.
We can contact people if we need to.
Yes.
But
I'm saying I will bring you where you need me to bring you to while we wait.
As long as we can let people know where they are, we can perhaps protect any vulnerable people. Thank you, Gar.
Well, I need to thank you too, because at the beginning of all this, I don't think either of us was very compromising.
It is not easy for me.
I think we're similar that way.
She kind of makes a face at you.
We're like two rancors in a pit together.
She doesn't like that either. She kind of gives you like a ew, gross face.
Mm. You know, fight, butt heads.
I get it. Just, Rancor are really smelly.
That wasn't the point, but whatever. Gar just looks at the room and he just says, so I guess we'll just sit tight here for a bit and, I don't know, go somewhere while we wait. Might need to do something if it's going to be a week.
Got any ideas?
I had a thought. I don't know if it's possible. You said we can somewhat see the routes they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering how difficult would it be? Would it be possible to, like, it would depend on how many Jedi outposts there are from where we are to where they're going to. But could we somehow send, how difficult would it be to send something ahead without them catching it to be like, hey, fair warning, this is what's going on. If you...
That's literally what I already planned on doing.
I know you suggested something like that. I was just trying to iron out. I that's basically what I'm thinking too, is like...
It's not hard to send messages.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like tracking all of the messages that you send out, but...
Fair.
They are saying like, if anything happens, we'll still...
Yeah, yeah.
Kill them.
But then...
Before the week's up.
For Kren specifically, I think, I don't know if the other two are hanging out in on the bridge, but I think for his own reason, I think he might stay up on the bridge with Gar, but do what you want to do with other people first.
I think Zil looks over at Dagger and says, I could go with something fried. Do you know anywhere nearby? Any good places to eat?
She thinks about it and she says, actually, a specific cantina comes to mind.
Zil looks hopefully at Gar.
I mean, I'm never going to turn down some food, especially if it's good. And as much as we've butted heads in the past before Dagger, we're working together now. I'm sure your judgment could be trusted on this one. He smirks at her.
Well, we are close to my home planet. You know what my home planet is like. Zeltros is known as the party planet, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Gar is just like,
Do they have good food?
It's, it might be a bit overstimulating for me, but I've survived it before.
So it gives him a look.
I'm sure there'll be something to stimulate you.
Gar rolls his eyes.
Having followed this conversation, I think Kren just looks rather, you know, he's basically got the parent look at Zil, and he says, if we will wait there, we will go together,
and you will do exactly as I tell you. Do you understand?
So, no card sharking.
He just takes in a breath.
You can card shark.
No, oh, she cannot card shark.
I mean, earning a couple credits on the side would be great.
Nope.
Can and should are different things.
You will not card shark on the party planet.
It's called a party planet.
I think that's where we're going to leave it for this episode.